Welcome to the Parenting in Uniform podcast. My name is Claudia. I became a mom after 16 years of active duty service. That's when I discovered the disparity in knowledge amongst our military leaders concerning service members who are pregnant, postpartum, breastfeeding, and just dealing with military life while balancing families at home. I hope this podcast helps to enlighten us all on parenting while serving our nation.
Hello, everybody. Today, we'll be speaking with Arlene Santiago, and Arlene is a busy mom of three and a health transformation coach. She helps moms discover their untapped energy so they can win every day, no matter what life throws at them. She helps moms conquer their poor eating habits and increase their chances of a healthier future. She helps moms eat better through concentrating on their mindset. So welcome, Arlene. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
And you also have a ton of certifications and all sorts of things. Can you list some of those for us?
Sure. I am a WIC certified personal trainer. I am Square One certified and a motor control restoration specialist. I can go into that in a little bit, but because that's a lot of people like, what is that? But I teach classes. I teach chair yoga, I see people one-on-one, in person and online. I have so many certifications. I'm trying to think of all of them. P1, precision nutrition health. I'm a health coach as well.
Okay, and you do yoga as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do yoga. Yeah.
So, how did you get started in becoming a fitness trainer and a health coach?
Well, it's funny because this was never on my radar at all. I went to school for marketing communications, and I got burnt out on what I was doing, so I needed to transition, and I transitioned to banking and trading stocks, and I didn't like that either. Eventually my husband's like, why don't you just help me grow my business at home? So at that time, we had a company that where we were working with home health companies, and my husband and our employees were seeing people in their homes for home health or rehab. So I got a little bit an inkling of what I wasn't like really completely into it until my husband asked me to do this program with him. It's called A Matter of Balance, where you would help people with the fear of falling. It was an 8-week program, 2 weeks, 2 hours of time. And on the second class, somebody came up to me and told me, like, oh, thank you so much for all this information that you provided. I've only been here for an hour and I've learned so much already. I can't wait to do these things with my mother who is at home. So, of course, I was like, you're welcome. I'm glad that you are finding, the class beneficial. But it wasn't until a week later where I was in a grocery parking lot and I thought about it and started to bawl because it took me so long to figure out what to do. And that woman made me feel so full, right? Because of, she was just so grateful. And from then on, I was like, okay, well, then I just want to keep on helping people, And that's when it started. I was like, okay, I'm going to be a personal trainer. And then, work my way up that way and just get as much experience as I can in helping people. And I love working with both busy moms and older adults, because of as they get older, they have this fear of falling and they can fall, right? And they get stronger. They get deconditioned after a certain amount of time from not moving. And from getting them from one place to the next level and the next level after that, and being part of that process is absolutely amazing. And same with working with moms. I understand what it's like. I'm a mom of three. I understand what it's like, not getting enough sleep, having to do pretty much everything, and I'm still working. And the process of losing You see, I mean, I felt like I lost myself, like after having each child, it was like, I felt like I lost myself every, but I kept going. I was like, I felt like I was in despair, you know?
So in the military, you know, we have a lot of stress to recover really quickly as mothers. Every service has a little bit of a different timeline, but the timeline I experienced after my son was born was that I had 6 months to get back to my height and weight standard and to pass my PT test. And, you know, it seems impossible after you have a baby, like you're still just trying to walk normal and sit normally again and take care of the very basic needs, like take a shower and make 3 meals a day, let alone figuring out how to get back to your old self. So yeah, it is so daunting at times. So what is it that you're able to do as far as concentrating on mindset? Because I find that really interesting. And I think so much of it, because it is just, it just seems so impossible, you know, and I think so much of it is based on your mindset until you start really trying and making small gains.
Right. So I do believe a lot of the process with weight loss or anything that you want to accomplish is your mindset. And it's hard, but you know, you just have to, there has to be a switch, and it eventually it comes, and you have to be all in. All right. So, you know, you have these pretty like hard, difficult challenges, you know, that you need to get to after pregnancy. And to avoid some of the issues like injuries, you know, you have to make sure that your core is stable, right? And I think that is the core is the core of what needs to be worked on. But I'm sorry, back to the mindset. Yeah, you have to be all in, and it takes a lot of work to work on yourself, because first off, you've just gone through this traumatic and blissful experience at the same time, I suppose. But your body's not the same. And after you have your baby, think about all the habits from years and years ago that you have. Like, for example, I'm just trying to give you an example. So when, as you grow up, food is a big part of our lives, right? So growing up, if you're going to a party, there's food and dessert. If you're going out with your friends, there's food and dessert. If you go out for a celebration, there's alcohol, food, and dessert. There's a nice day, let's go out for ice cream. There's a bad day, you eat sweets. You're bored, you eat sweets. And those, you can't expect those things to go away just because you want them to, because it took you years and years and years. You've been doing this, and you just have to like give yourself some grace, pull yourself back and away from the situation and realize, hey, why am I doing this? Why am I eating when I'm eating? So for example, I was working with somebody a couple months ago, you know, I had to ask her that question, and she realized that it's because when she was younger, she loved sugar. Okay. She loved sugar. So when she was younger, she would go out with her father for ice cream. And that was a treat. And that treat, so she, that feeling of being with her father and that happiness, she loved it. So then she continued to have ice cream and chocolate, and it made her feel full in the regards of, you know, mentally and emotionally.
Right.
And, you know, she had to realize that now she can like look at it and be like, okay, well, this is what's happening. Let's pull it back and let's see what we can do when I have those cravings for sugar. Am I really hungry? You know, am I bored? Do I really need to have that?
Right. Because it's so easy to disassociate, you know, that urge to grab food with the fact that it's not necessarily because you're hungry or that your body needs it. There's some other
Yes.
Something else, like you said, you feel full because you're getting that emotional satisfaction out of it.
Right. Because your brain, it helps you remember the taste, the feelings, the emotions of what that brings. Mm-hmm. So, and it also, your brain also wants the path of least resistance. So it's like, oh, well, that's easy. I'm going to do that. You know, it's hard. It's a challenge to pull back and not to have the sugar, right? It's not necessarily a motivation thing. It's part of it, but it is the mindset. Do you really want that gunk in your body? Maybe you do, but do you really want that in the long run? You have a child. You have a child that you have to, that's going to look up to you and going to, whatever habits you have, you're pushing that on. Your child's going to have that too. You know, it's basically, it's not do what I say, you know, it's do what I do.
Right. Lead by example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as far as you mentioned the sugar piece, and one of the things you do is a sugar cleanse. Didn't I see something like that on your website?
Oh yes, we do. Well, not necessarily a sugar cleanse, the sugar sabotage solution. And, you know, sometimes I'll do a 5-day challenge where we, you know, we talk about sugar and how it sabotages your life and all that stuff. But, you know, every day we give you for 5 days, give you a tip, like, this is what you would do when you crave this, when you crave the sugar, just so you don't have the sugar. Because what happens, like, let's say, for example, here's an example. So if you are craving sugar, the easiest thing to probably reach for is a candy bar, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at the candy bar and you look at the amount of added sugars in there, it's probably like over 20. Most of the time it's like 20, 25. And that is the same amount of sugar that you're supposed to have, like that's the max that you should have the whole day, you know? And it's not like you're just eating that candy bar. You're having all this other stuff. Maybe you're having fruit and maybe you're having bread and it turns into sugar and it just multiplies. And then, you know, as we age, we have these chronic conditions.
So why is sugar bad for us? Because, you know, growing up as a kid, I thought it was bad for my teeth, for instance, but I didn't really tie it to being, you know, bad for me in any other way, because a lot of candy, I was looking at things like fat and calories, and some candy is lower in calories, you know, and it's just sugar.
Right. No, sugar is, it's processed. It's processed. So if you have natural sugars, that's a different. It's still sugar, but it's still a natural sugar, but it's a man-made sugar. It's acidic, right? So the more acidic your body is, the worse you're going to feel, and it increases your chronic conditions over the long run.
Mm-hmm. And actually, it's interesting you're talking about that, because I got into alkaline water for a little while, but because of that, I learned a lot about acidity in your body and alkaline foods. And I actually got a cookbook that's on alkaline foods, you know, like things that are supposed to help cleanse your body and keep you ultimately like running the best you can. And, yes. And that was pretty enlightening for me. And it's fruits and vegetables, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
That are, the clean foods.
Right. Right. So the more you incorporate that into your lifestyle, the better off you're going to be. You know, initially, you know, when you first, if you first start something, and you have to be ready for it, and you have to be all in, because if you're not, you need the vegetables. And that's because you guys don't like it. A lot of people don't like it. There has to be some type of vegetable component to your life, because it helps helps your body. It helps your gut. You know, it helps clean out. It cleans out the bad bacteria out of your gut. We need the good bacteria in our gut. And, you know, research where, you know, whatever's in your gut, it affects your brain. You know, it's like your second brain. So they coincide with each other. And I can't stress enough that, you know, maybe you don't necessarily like vegetables, but you need to get it in somehow. Maybe it's in a drink. Maybe you need to start there.
Juicing.
Or maybe it's just carrots and you need to start there, you know, and just keep on going so your body can be more on the alcohol. A little bit more on the alkaline side than acidic. Because if you think about a car rust, right? And that's acidic. Do you want your body to be like that? And I'm sure most of us will think that.
You know, and when I started really learning about the dangers of sugar in particular, mm-hmm. and all of that, the biggest change I saw was in my complexion. You know, I could see this physical change, like my skin really cleared up. I didn't have to worry about doing face masks all the time, and a huge difference. And it was sugar, which was also tied, I think, to carbs in general, you know, like a lot of just breads. And I just cut back on a lot of that. And I don't, now I can eat, you know, dessert, and I don't have to worry about a huge breakout or anything like that because I'm able to control it. And I won't eat anything with sugar in it, you know, on a day to day. It's very rare that I will splurge, like Christmas, New Year's mm-hmm. time, the mm-hmm. holidays.
Oh yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah. But the thing is, if you give yourself more of the better food, you won't mind the better food. Maybe a couple, like I would say 2 weeks. Like if you have vegetables, after 2 weeks, you'll start craving those vegetables.
Yes.
If you're doing it the right way, you will start craving those vegetables, and you can pass the sugar. You won't mm-hmm. necessarily have to have it. It's nice to have. It's always nice to have. But you won't necessarily be looking for it. Oh, I want a candy bar. I need something. You know, and that's what happens a lot. And then we end up just sabotaging ourselves, especially if you're trying to eat well.
Right. And so as far as the coaching that you offer, so what exactly is it that you do? You help us kind of develop a plan of action to get started?
Well, I work on eating habits. Okay. That's what I work on. So for example, like I always start with water, because it helps our body run more efficiently. Our body is like 60-70% water. You know, and it fuels our cells. So, and it helps keep us full as well. So initially the first habit is to have minimum of, the goal is half your weight in ounces. So if you're 100 pounds, you're going to have 50 ounces of water every day, and it needs to become a habit, right? So then when that person reaches that or is pretty consistent with that, we add another habit, right? So then that habit could be eating a minimum of 3 vegetables per day, right? Because not everybody's, maybe people don't have any, you're right? So you have to stack it. Like maybe you don't have any, so they have to start with 1 vegetable a day. Once they have one, they have to have, you know, start to have 2. And then they'll start to develop like, oh, this is, you know, it starts to become part of their life. It's their lifestyle.
You know, and you mentioned
on and on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. You mentioned water. And one of the things that I had learned about when I was looking into the whole alkalinity diet benefits and things is how a lot of the drinks that I was drinking, diet sodas, those are so acid. Like those are really bad for you, even the diet ones. So when you say drinking water, do you mean just pure water or juice or other kind of drinks?
No, I'm thinking about water. Some people don't like the taste of water. Well, then you can flavor it with, like, I love putting frozen strawberries in there, and I love the taste of it. You want to get, I would say spring water is good too. And you can also put salt in your water, because our bodies run on our type of electricity, right? And salt is a part of that. It's an electrolyte. So we need a little salt.
Right.
And it helps run our body. Mm-hmm.
Especially if we're starting to work out again.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So when is a good time to get started on a program with you?
I would say whenever somebody's ready. My goal is to help someone lose up to 30 pounds in 6 months and keep it off for the rest of their life. Right. So when someone comes to me and they want to work one-on-one or one-on-one with me, they have to be all in. Like, this is the last time I'm going to do this, because I don't want to waste your time. And I'm sure, and I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want to waste my time, right? You have to be committed to the task. And if you're committed to the task in the beginning and, you know, through the program, you're not, it's going to be an up and down thing, but I'm there to help support you, to help, you know, keep you accountable to the thing that you want, right? So when we go into these habits, everybody's different. Everybody wants to eat different. You're going to want to keep something. You're always going to want to have your coffee maybe, or you're always going to have like love chocolate. You want to keep chocolate in your life. And that is perfectly fine, right? So we just need to incorporate those things that you love into your lifestyle so you can sustain it. Because there's a lot of people that want to do keto and, you know, they do Whole30, and, you know, that's perfectly fine. But if that's not sustainable for you, especially keto, and you love carbs, As soon as you get off keto, you're just going to gain the weight back, and then you're just going to be in this self-sabotage cycle, right? So working with me is the last time it should be the last time you're going to do something, because you're committed to doing it for the rest of your life.
Right. So it's not following a specific diet plan. It's really coaching through what will work best for you at the time.
Exactly.
That's good. So it's tailored. Mm-hmm. And therefore it's a bit more realistic and manageable.
Yes. I mean, it does take longer, you know, because it's not a quick fix. However, over the long haul, it's your best bet, because it's going to be for you and the way you want to live.
Yeah. And so in the military, we have dietitians, but they're not going to work with you one-on-one, you know, or give you the amount of attention that's really needed. Especially postpartum, you're extra busy and everything. But there's so much pressure that's put on us by our units. And especially a lot of new moms need to hurry up and get in shape so they can go on to different schools. And they need to attend these different, it's called a professional military education or PME. It's required so that they can get new qualifications and get promoted. And your whole career tends to revolve around your level of fitness and being able to pass, you know, the height and weight standards and all of that. And it, you know, given a lot of pressure, but not often a lot of appropriate guidance. I think the information's there. It's really hard to get to it. And one thing that the Army has are wellness centers where you can get into the bod pod and, you know, get your body fat measured and try to get on some sort of a plan. But what it's great for is to kind of show the metrics, like, okay, this is where you started. And I totally recommend people do something like the whatever wellness programs or the wellness centers your bases may have available, and get those baseline metrics so you know where you're starting. And then when you go on some sort of program like working with you, Arlene, you can then see those results that, hey, you've shed this much body fat and put on this much muscle and different things like that. It's pretty good.
That's great. That's great that that's available to you. And then, yeah, that's great that that's available to you. And, you know, for the women out there, I mean, it's not impossible. There is hope and you can do it. There needs to be a mindfulness component to it. And there needs to be a mindset piece component to everything that you do. I mean, I'm sure you have that with your job and your goals for your job, you know, and your career. We have to put that same type of mindset for ourselves, because absolutely we are worth everything. We're running the show. We're worth it all.
Yes.
All of it.
And you know, you need to do it for your kids as well, because ultimately it's your health. And we mentioned before, leading by example, your kids see what you do. And if you're eating lots of sugar, your kids are eating the sugar as well. And you're just starting off on a bad foot for those lifelong eating habits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want the best for our children. We always want the best for our children. We get them like the things that we didn't have. But then when it comes to ourselves, we don't necessarily treat ourselves with the same way. And we should. We need to take time for ourselves. We need to put good things, good and healthy, clean things in our mouth so we can help can be around our children. And if so, you know, maybe in the future, our grandchildren be able to run around with them and, you know, enjoy life.
Definitely. And, you know, you have the stretch and strength program that you offer, and I'm going to get that for my mother for her birthday gift.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you. The stretch and strength is a class where most of the people that are in there are older adults, or there are some younger ones that have no more mobility issues, they're more mobility issues. But we're in and out of the chair, And we work on breathing, upper body strength, lower body strength, balance. And then, you know, we do our stretching. So it makes it to be a part of that program, because, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning, working with older adults is, I absolutely love it. I love seeing them progress, and this program helps them tremendously.
You have other programs too that people can do virtually, right? So we can work out with
you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do have a Commit to Fit program where it's high intensity and strength for busy moms. You know, so it's 20 to 30 minutes of exercise two times a week. So what's great about both of these programs is, well, they're on Zoom, they're virtual. And if you're not able to join us live, you'll have access to the replay for the minimum of 48 hours. So you can do it again, okay, up to four times a week. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want other people to see you, you can block the camera or, you know, put whatever picture icon on. So
I wouldn't say that all the time, especially in the beginning, because I need to see you. I need to see that you're doing it the right way.
Fair
I need
enough.
To see you doing it the right way, especially a lot of people, you know, mess up the squats and, you know, their knees are going over their toes. They're over, you know, I'm always telling people, make sure that your knee stays over your ankle.
And you're doing body weight workouts.
Your hips down.
Right. So body weight without any equipment.
Yeah. Well, body weight, or I use a towel. I use a towel a lot.
Okay.
A hand towel.
That's
and
good.
It's amazing
we all have
what that hand towel can do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Cause I think like with classes, something like that, I really enjoy going to fitness classes, but they're gone now. We don't have any of them taking place. And yoga was one of my favorites. And then a body pump class too. I really enjoy them, but I like them too, because you meet people and you can just chit chat a little bit here and there with people, or even if you just don't necessarily want to talk to anybody, you don't have to, but
no, you don't have to.
Yeah. But I do like that sense of community.
Yeah. No, it is a great sense of community, especially with, I feel like the older adults, I mean, I always try to get into class early so they can chat. And they're chatting up a storm. They're talking. And so it's like, I need to start class, ladies. I need to start class. Let's you all, you know, but, you know, and then, you know, afterwards, sometimes we'll talk afterwards, and sometimes we'll have like a happy hour on Zoom and,
so oh, okay,
chat and see each other. So it's nice.
That's great. And you wrote a book as well.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about your book.
It's called She Did It. And there's like a bunch of us, entrepreneurs in there. And we talk about how, you know, basically how we did it and how we persevere in our businesses to be successful. And yeah, and we obviously we keep on going, and we're always going to have goals, but it's basically our story and, you know, what we had to go through to get to where we are today.
All right. Well, that's definitely inspiring. And I know a lot of women in the military have lots of little side gigs as well going on.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurs for sure.
Yeah. So, it's fun to have side stuff.
Right. I have this podcast though. I wish I could say it made me money. It doesn't make me any money. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Come on. Just keep on going. You have to just keep on going. And again, see this mindset thing. It's like a reprogramming of your thoughts. So instead of like saying, it's like, oh, maybe one day, it will happen.
Right.
One day, not maybe one day, it will happen. So it's just a tweaking of what you're saying to yourself, because I'm sorry, let me just go back. So like, if you're telling yourself, I can't do this, well, maybe you can't do it. Maybe you couldn't do it then, but you can't say that that's the absolute truth at this point in time now.
Right.
Right. So I couldn't do it before. You could say I couldn't do it, but this time's going to be different, you know, and you have to specify how it's going to be different. Right. Because if you specify how it's going to be different, that's going to take you further and further to your goal.
Yeah. Words matter. And even those little words that you say to yourself that you don't even think anything of absolutely matters. Yeah.
Absolutely. I do have, you know, a current client right now, and I'll be talking to her and she'll say something, you know, to, and I'm like, you know, I have to be like, no, what do you know? I say cancel, clear, delete. Cancel, mm-hmm. clear it up, delete it from your mind. Cancel, clear, delete. Just do it. And then just think of a new process of how you need to say it to yourself instead of, I'm a loser. You know, right. That's not true. Right. Reword right. it.
We are winners.
Yes. You're all winners. We're right. all worth it.
And we can find you at your website. It's at arlenesantiago.com.
Yes. And I have a Facebook group, and that's Healthy and Fit Moms for Life. And the four is a number four, for okay. life.
And I will definitely put links in the show notes for all of that. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before we close?
No, I just actually just want to reiterate that you're worth everything. You are priceless, and we should go about our lives that we are. You know, go up our lives and do things that reflect that, because we do a lot, we contribute a lot to society, and we need to own that too.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Arlene.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with someone who can benefit from this information. You can also follow the Parenting in Uniform Facebook page to stay up to date on the latest news related to military parents and families. Thank you for listening.
This podcast has no affiliation with the Department of Defense, nor any of the military units or organizations mentioned. This podcast is for information only. Statements and views made by guests are not necessarily those of the host, and no statements should be construed as fact or medical advice.